Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So on the show today, we'll talk Commanders and give you guys our season prediction like we did here at River City Roll for Football Festival on Saturday. And in case you missed the event, we've taken the swag bag with us today. We've got a few extra T-shirts. We're running out. I've had a few members of the A-Wide Army already stop by to grab their Football Fest 3 t-shirt. We've got sunglasses, Commander's cups as well. We've got the swag bag here at River City Roll. So in case you missed our event on Saturday, come on down today between 12 and 3 and grab from the swag bag. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Yo, great to be chatting with you. And this is the last time we're going to chat where we're not in an NFL game week. Aren't you fired up about that?
Oh, I am. And Michael will be joining us every day during the Commanders season for a segment we call Crosstalk, Commanders Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, Jaden Daniels came in at number 21 on the NFL Top 100. I just think we should take a minute here to reflect on how insane that is, that this team went from zero to hero in one season because of Jaden Daniels leading the way. I mean, I don't know that we've ever had a quarterback in the NFL's top 100 in my lifetime.
Look at this, though. In franchise history, there's not been a quarterback like him since Sammy Baugh, right? And Sammy Baugh, like, wore a leather helmet. The Joe Gibbs Super Bowls are remarkable, in part because Joe Gibbs never had a franchise quarterback, and that is no shade on Doug Williams, on Joe Theismann, on any of those guys who were in that. But they were not the system. Joe Gibbs was the system. There was never like, well, we got a chance this year. We've got fill in the blank. It was always a rotating cast of characters. There's just such a small number of people in the NFL who, if they're on your team, you have a chance that day. Full stop. Patrick Mahomes is in that club. Obviously, peak Tom Brady's in that club. I'm not saying Jaden's going to get there, but I'm saying there's a chance, and that's incredible.
MP with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Who are you predicting is going to be the team defensive MVP? From what we saw in the preseason, Quan Martin seems to be a guy that's ready to take a step forward this year. My prediction is Frankie Louvu.
Well, and you are correct. What a great preseason for Quan Martin. I'm going to take a guy who we did not see at all this preseason, and that is Von Miller. I just, when we were up there at training camp, didn't you love watching him practice? The way he went through those drills, the way he, you know, was giving his all on something as simple as a footwork drill that he's done a million times in his life. He was focused. He was dialed in. You hear about what a great teammate he's been. I feel like this is going to be like Zach Ertz last year, a guy who definitely still has something left to give. I'm excited for Von Miller.
All right, you just got me so fired up here because I think Von Miller would be an impactful piece. But defensive MVP, Michael, I mean, that means he's going to be more than just a third down threat.
Well, I don't know that he'll be more than just a third down threat, but I think he'll have impactful plays, right? I think he's going to make – you think about, was it in Buffalo? He had a big fumble recovery in the playoff game late in the – like, the total body of work was not, wow, Von Miller contributed 60 times today. But when they needed one play to keep their season alive, who's the guy who made it, right? That's what I'm excited about.
MP with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. How confident are you in the special teams unit for the Commanders? I don't love what they've got at kick return right now. I do kind of like punt return, and I'm undecided on the kicker, Matt Gay, who's he missed one in the first preseason game, didn't miss in the second one, but it's not like he attempted from deep.
Well, you know, I trust that it'll be better than last year. Last year was bad. Last year, you really couldn't trust these guys to make a kick for more than 50 yards. And we know that he can. He's been inconsistent. We've seen that. We can acknowledge that. He's been inconsistent during this year's training camp. I still love that they went out, got a big-name guy, you know, swung big at the position. I hope it works out. It's the NFL, man. Kickers get cut every week. That's a carousel. Hopefully we've got our guy. I agree with you. It's not – I don't feel like this is the best special teams in the league or anything like that. But they made very tangible steps to improve it. They got a really good returner in Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech. We're excited to watch him. You know, they went out and got a kicker in Matt Gay, who has a great reputation and certainly has strong NFL statistics. And they kept Tress Way, who's very good. So I think that's as much as I could hope for as a fan. I just don't think there's anybody in the league who's got it on lock right now.
Let's talk about the wide receiver room. And, you know, last year, Jamison Crowder was in there, and he was a veteran, and you didn't get much from him, but he showed up in a big moment in a big game late in the season against the Eagles, right? Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Jalen Lane, who's going to be this year's Jamison Crowder, that fifth guy that maybe you count on late in the season to step up?
Yeah, they're going to miss Olamide Zaccheaus, too, especially if there's injuries to Noah Brown. OZ, he was such a stabilizing presence there and a guy you could go to in key situations. They'll miss that. And, you know, I think the Noah Brown injury really shows you how tenuous this depth is here. In terms of guys showing up and making a play, and by the way, how about Mitchell Tinsley? Just having a game for Cincinnati at FedEx Field, a little revenge game there. That was wild to see. In terms of a guy who's going to surprise, look, I mean, they clearly want it to be Luke McCaffrey. I can't predict Luke McCaffrey on the radio. I've not seen it. I just haven't seen it. They're going to give him opportunities, but if not, you're hoping, you know, a K.J. Osborne or a Michael Gallup's on the practice squad ready to come get that next crack at doing that role.
Yeah, it's just it might be a guy that's currently on another team that will end up being cut
Agreed.
At the end of the weekend.
Just completely agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Do you think that there's another position group that they will add a piece here after somebody gets cut from training camp? So, like, we had predicted it was going to be edge rusher, and then Von Miller was signed, so I don't know about that. We had predicted wide receiver. I still think that's a possibility. Is there another position group you'd point to?
Well, and they have added two offensive linemen now in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think there's room for another, but it's less urgent now. You got two veteran guys coming in being a part of this group, so I don't know that that's a mission critical situation there, because you brought in the two veterans. Look at linebacker. They've had injuries there during the preseason. I don't know how good they feel about their depth there. Wouldn't surprise me if they bring in a linebacker. And certainly if you have a young linebacker, remember they didn't have a ton of draft picks this year. Kay Medrano's there, but what a great time to bring a young linebacker, maybe a guy you like as an undrafted free agent who just got cut. Bring him in, let him study from Bobby Wagner, from Von Miller for a year. I think that's a really good landing spot, not for this year's team, but in terms of building for the future, I think that would be a really good thing.
We've got Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's put Michael on pause for a second here, so we can get to breaking news, Commanders news, here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. This is breaking news from Adam Schefter.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Trade report. Adam Schefter reporting. The Commanders are trading running back Brian Robinson Jr. to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 2026 sixth-round pick. This just in, according to Adam Schefter, sources tell ESPN, the Washington Commanders are trading running back Brian Robinson Jr. to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 2026 sixth-round pick. We saw this coming, but it now certainly does close the door on the Brian Robinson chapter in Washington and opens the door for Jakori Kroski-Merritt Bill season in the nation's capital. That's breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. According to Adam Schefter, the Commanders trading B-Rob to the 49ers for a sixth-round pick. We'll check back in with Michael Phillips, who's with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Sixth-round pick, not bad. Another smooth move from Adam Peters, right?
That's a win, because the other option was they were going to cut him, right? You'd heard the report that his locker had already been cleaned out there. There wasn't a come-back-to-the-team scenario. Their plan was to cut him if they weren't going to be able to make a trade, so the fact that you can get anything is better than nothing. I'm a fan. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely saw this coming. I like that he's traded rather than just being cut. Gives him an opportunity now to try to have a good season with the 49ers. He might have an opportunity if there's any kind of injury this season to McCaffrey. But, you know, we bid Brian Robinson goodbye and farewell and good luck. And we'll always have the moment in which Bulletproof B-Rob ran out to 50 Cent's famous song about being shot. Many men.
I mean, you know, Adam Peters knows the number in San Francisco, so I'm sure he vouched for him, and I wish him the best. He'll always be a fan favorite in my book.
Absolutely. Michael, always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks so much.
Take care.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. This just in, the Commanders trading Brian Robinson to the 49ers. Well, the next step is to ink Terry McLaurin to a deal. Could that happen before the end of the day today? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Going out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now as we'll get a live reaction from the breaking news that Brian Robinson Jr. has been traded to the 49ers. Not a shock at all that this trade happened, but you know, I think that's another very good move by Adam Peters to get something out of a guy that everyone around the league kind of knew by now you were going to cut. And so getting a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson Jr., not bad at all. And I told you guys yesterday that it was hard for me to understand why Adam Peters was going to hand things over to Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or C-Rod or one of these other guys, but then you start to realize they did not draft Brian Robinson Jr. They did not sign Brian Robinson Jr. They might not care about developing Brian Robinson Jr. He's now over to San Francisco before the start of the season. Going to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now, it's Grant Polson from Grant and Danny. What's going on, GP?
How are you, brother?
Oh, we've got the Darth Vader voice going on in the background here, so Stubb will figure that out, and we'll get back to Grant Polson in a second here. Just final show of the summer. Before football season, we needed one more Darth Vader appearance. So we'll get to Grant in a second. But like I said, you know, this is a team that trusts the running backs they have in-house. All offseason, they said they liked how deep the running back room was. That included Dietrich Felton. It included a little bit of Deebo Samuel in handoffs. You already saw him on an end-around in the second preseason game. And the excitement from the seventh-round pick, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. Back to Grant Polson on the hotline. What's going on, GP?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What do you think about getting a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson Jr.?
Yeah, I think it's a job well done. That's about as good as they were going to do, in my opinion. I thought if they were going to get a sixth, frankly, it might even have to wait until, you know, they draft a couple of years down the road. So to pull this off in this calendar year's draft, essentially, the one coming up after the season, gigantic win. He was not going to make the roster. They were going to release him outright if they couldn't find a trade partner. Also tells you that I think there was plenty of interest. There was probably multiple teams vying for him if you're able to get a sixth-round pick for him. So good for San Francisco to land him.
Grant, we've been asking everybody that joins the show, game one, play one, snap one, Jaden Daniels, is he by himself in the backfield like Michael Phillips thinks? I think he's going to be next to Austin Eckler. Who's the running back next to Jaden Daniels, play one against the Giants?
Good question. I think week by week, who's going to start is going to be, you know, a semantic idea, right? It's going to be based on that play, the scheme, the personnel grouping, and frankly, the matchup that day. So I guess my answer would be maybe Chris Rodriguez for first and 10 against the Giants to try to, you know, soften them up in the interior or something and get downhill on them. But I think there's going to be plenty of games where, you know, Kroski-Merritt by the end of the year is that guy, or as you said, Austin Eckler will be that guy when they're in the gun in 11 personnel, spreading teams out, trying to throw the football. If you were doing some kind of odds, put in, you know, a board together like a FanDuel or something, I would say Austin Eckler should probably be the favorite right now, you know, like minus, 120 or something, and then probably Rodriguez and Merritt in that order.
GP, I had to admit to the audience yesterday that I read this situation wrong. I had been talking about, hey, if this team's going to build off of last year's success and win 12 games again, get back to the playoffs, I thought the lead running back, Brian Robinson Jr., would need to be a 1,000-yard back. Well, he's not going to be part of this situation, and I don't think any of the guys they have will be in a 1,000-yard back. How did I read this situation wrong? Should we have seen this coming from Adam Peters, do you think?
Well, I don't necessarily think you did anything wrong. Should we have seen it coming is a better question. Probably. They didn't draft him, right? He's not their guy, so you start there. This was a Rivera-era Marty Party operation pick. That's number one. Number two, he didn't have a great year last year statistically. They're leaning more into data and analytics and R&D, you know, research and development staff, and all of those metrics and numbers for Brian Robinson are not very good. And when you really stack them up in terms of rushing yards over expected or any kind of, you know, the NGS, next gen stats stuff, when you look at his numbers, percentage against eight man box and EPA per play, even DVOA, like all of that stuff is bad for him just compared to the other guys on the team. I mean, he's last behind Rodriguez and McPickles and Eckler and everybody else who's touching the football. So that's probably part of it. The other thing is, and I'm sure you've heard some of this, but there were times last year where they were meeting with him and really trying to get a message across in terms of like how he was running the football, what he was doing on the field. So when that's happening, I guess we should have had our radars, our antennas up. The only caveat to this is I thought they'd be aggressively pursuing a new starting running back this offseason. And while I didn't think they were big Brian Robinson guys going into the offseason, I kind of changed my tune a bit when they didn't draft anybody in the first six rounds and they didn't sign anybody of note. I thought, okay, well, they clearly are fine with B-Rob. They're going to make this work. But they felt good enough about Krosky Merritt, who I think they feel like is a third or fourth round talent. And I think maybe what we didn't really take into account, what I got wrong probably, is how good they felt about Chris Rodriguez and company coming out of last year as well.
Grant Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Grant, it's been great to catch up with you during a few of our trips to Ashburn for Commanders training camp. Commanders 2025 training camp MVP. Is the obvious answer Bill? Is there another guy you'd throw out there?
So Krosky Merritt's the story of camp, probably the guy that got the most attention, pixel stories, all that. I would say training camp MVP for me would either be Deebo Samuel, who I thought had an outstanding camp and was very obviously involved. They didn't have him out there for a ton of snaps, but when they did, they got a lot out of, you know, plenty of bang for their buck, right? So he would be in the conversation. Daniels is a lazy answer, but, you know, he only had a couple practices to me that weren't fantastic. I mean, he looked really, really good. And then I guess my sneaky answer, my sleeper, would be Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech. I thought he was consistent. I thought he stacked days. I thought he got open a lot and proved himself to be more competent as a route runner and a receiver who could kind of execute an entire route tree than just a 4-3-4 burner, which is what he was coming out of the combine, who a lot of people thought would just be a punt returner. So if you want to go down the depth chart a little bit, I would say Jalen Lane was kind of my sneaky favorite player at camp.
Yeah, and I think he's jumped ahead of Luke McCaffrey in the depth chart. What is your thought on Luke McCaffrey going into year two now, where I wanted to see something in the preseason? I think you said the same thing. The second week, I was like, I'm going to watch the fourth quarter because I'm expecting Luke McCaffrey to make a play. And it didn't happen. What are you expecting now for him in year two?
So, yeah, I guess I have conflicting thoughts on McCaffrey. He's still very young at the position, right? When you draft a guy who is a recent former quarterback in college, I think we've got to be more patient probably than a lot of us are willing to be with a third-round pick. You know, it's probably true, seeing what we've seen, that maybe he should have gone a little later in the draft. And if that was the case, I think it would make a lot more sense what's happening, like the development, the learning curve, the fact that we've got to be a little more methodical in our expectations. But he was basically taken in the top 100. So a lot of times, you know, those guys end up helping you right away. And certainly in the year two, you expect that someone on a receiving depth chart like this can start climbing and getting more opportunities. So it's been disappointing, I think, at camp. Part of that, too, is, let's face it, he's probably a plus-size slot, and they're using him on the boundary outside right now because of not having Noah Brown, not having Terry McLaurin. And so I don't know that he's being used in his best role, kind of out of necessity for the operation. They've got him playing outside, where I'm not sure if that's where he's going to make his money in the league anyway. Because he's got game. He's an interesting player. His RAS scores were incredible. Like, this is not just a guy that was drafted because of his last name. I know that's what, you know, the detractors want to throw at him. I mean, his athletic scores coming out were pretty special. But when you watch him, I just want to see him flash, right? I always think about players and evaluate players almost through the lens of baseball, like tools, right? So you think about, like, speed or hit or power or fielding. Like, what is your carrying trait? What's your plus attribute? Is it arm strength? What is it? And with Luke McCaffrey, I'm trying to figure that out still. You know, what does he do at a well above average level, and how can they maximize that? But I'd like to see him get involved on special teams, really force his way, not just onto the roster, but onto the field, and go from there.
Grant, lastly, I'll ask you for a season-long prediction on Jaden Daniels. Rushing yards, any thoughts on touchdown-to-interception ratio for this season for JD5?
Well, I'd like to see them put more on his plate as a passer, you know, in the strike zone, so to speak, like 30 and in. I know they're going to be heavy and successful at running the football down near the goal line, but I'd like to see him creep up toward 30 touchdown passes. That would be a huge step, I think, if he could throw 27, 28, 30 touchdowns, something like that. Couple that with another 6 or 7 rushing touchdowns. You know, now you're talking about being in the MVP conversation. If they're a double-digit win team, making the playoffs, and his touchdown totals upwards of you know, mid-30s to 40 touchdowns, he's going to be one of the more statistically dominant quarterbacks in the league. You said the biggest number, though, I think you referenced it, is going to be turnovers. You know, there is tape out there, tendencies are out there, teams are going to try to do things now to combat some of his tendencies, and also to throw some things at him he hasn't seen. So last year he was unbelievable at not putting the ball in harm's way. If he could pull that off again this year, now we know that this is what he's going to be for the duration of his career.
Grant, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
And my pleasure, buddy. Good catching up with you, Adam.
Yep, that was Grant Paulson. You can check him out today with Grant and Danny. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home from 3 to 6 on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. This is our final show of the summer. I'll be hitting the beach next week, and then it's all things football. High school, college, and NFL season is upon us. So we wanted to take part of this show today to recap our awesome summer, our trips to Charlotte for ACC kickoff, our trips to Ashburn for Commanders training camp, and really catching up with some of our favorite guests from the entire summer. It's been a ton of fun, you know, coming up with content when there's not much going on in the sports world. But the NFL season is upon us. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be a great season for local schools and college. I'm excited for UVA and Tech. And hopefully the Commanders can make it back to the postseason. You guys know our love for Stubb, Chris Carlson, who runs the ones and twos, the winner of the race heard around the world. And I heard Grant Paulson gave you a little credit for the victory. He predicted, he predicted his guy was going to win, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Darth Vader while I was getting his congratulations, but I said I won it pretty handedly, and he said he'd heard that. So yeah. I'm glad Clary's not pretending it's close when he's talking about the race.
Yeah. No, but Clary is already, you know, ready for a rematch next season. He's told me that. He loved the trip so much. He loved River City Roll. He can't wait for Football Fest 4. But we've got a special guest with us right now on the hotline. He was our intern for the summer, Griffin Wright, who we dubbed Biff this summer on AWOD Radio. It's been Stubb, Biff, and the WOD. And Biff is with us live from college here at High Point. What's going on, Biff?
Hey, guys. It's weird being on the phone. I'm used to being in the studio with you guys. I miss y'all. But I've been listening to your show, AWOD, all day, even when I was in class. So
I love that. You could tell Professor Emerson we say hello. So let's do a little Commander's Corner season prediction show right here with Stubb, Biff, and AWOD. And Stubb, I will start things off, and then I'll throw it to you. Well, let's start with offensive MVP. And I think the obvious answer is Jaden Daniels. I'm going to try to think outside the box a little bit, but also go with what I've been promoting all offseason, which is the biggest move they made this offseason was Deebo Samuel. He's an all-pro, he's on a contract year, and he had a Hall of Famer and Terrell Owens call him fat. That's the bulletin board material my guy Deebo Samuel has needed. He has been one of the stars of training camp. I probably gave training camp MVP to either Jalen Lane, Bill, or Quan Martin, but every single day that I was there, Deebo Samuel had an explosive play. Down the sidelines, up the middle, just making guys miss, getting out of bounds without getting tackled. This guy is the real deal. And the reason I think he's going to be our season MVP is because Terry McLaurin didn't have the opportunity to work with Jaden Daniels. over training camp because his dumb agent has been trying to get life-changing money for himself. Now, I don't want to make this about Terry because I expect him to play week one, but I expect Deebo Samuel to have better chemistry with Jaden Daniels to start the season because of that and his ability to run the ball. He's going to be my offensive MVP, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I can go next. Honestly, if we're talking about biggest offseason moves, I think it's Laremy Tunsil. And I would give it to the O-line, but I'm going to highlight Laremy Tunsil. I think this O-line is going to take just such an unbelievable step forward. I think even if Cliff doesn't like to run it, we're going to get so many more ground yards this year, even if it's split between four people. I think there's a really good chance LT rises up as the best left tackle in the league working with Jaden Daniels.
Look, if Jaden doesn't get sacked very often, we're going to be all patting Laremy Tunsil on the back.
Absolutely.
Biff, over to you for offensive MVP.
Yeah, man, you guys make it tough. JD5, Deebo, Laremy. But listen, I'm gonna go. Under the radar here. I'm going with a rookie. I'm going Krosky Merritt. I think would be a guy that's gonna have to step up in that role. Obviously, Brian Robinson just got traded, so he's stepping up. In that preseason against the Bengals, I watched. He looks really good. So yeah, I mean, obviously the answers is JD5, Laremy Tunsil, Deebo. And maybe even Terry, but you know, I'm gonna go with my gut here. I'm really excited for this rookie running back, so I'm gonna go Krosky Merritt as a guy that I'm gonna have to see be an offensive weapon for the Commanders this season.
JCM, Krosky Merritt, Bill. What are the kids calling him, Biff?
Yeah, they call him Bill. They call him Bill. Well, I didn't even know what his name was, really, because I mean, I was like, who's this kid? Did he even play last year? Like, whatever, he's gonna be not signed. And then I see him against the Bengals. I'm like, okay, this guy's named Bill, and it's not even his real name. So I'm rocking with Bill, man. I'm rocking with Bill.
I love it. And here's what I want to say is, I questioned the move to not play Brian Robinson preseason week two. But when you start to realize that Adam Peters could have been scouting Krosky Merritt for a while now, and if he had played last season, he wouldn't have been a seventh-round pick, but probably would have been a third or a fourth-round pick. And if you just envision a new general manager and a new front office staff coming in and drafting a guy and then starting him at running back that next year, it's not that crazy to think. It's just we all kind of were like, oh, B-Rob was part of a 12-win team. He's going to be back, right? And Chris Rodriguez and Austin Eckler. But they drafted this guy. They've liked this guy. They've given him an opportunity. He was damn good in that preseason game against the Bengals. He's been one of the stories of training camp. He provides a different element than the other guys. It's going to be interesting to see how much snaps, how much playing time he actually gets this season. Defensive MVP, we've been talking about how much we're expecting Quan Martin to take a step forward this year. He was awesome in the preseason game. He was one of the stars of training camp, especially in the joint practice when the defense won. The defense won that joint practice. Jaden Daniels look average. Now, again, it was because Jaden Daniels wasn't able to run, right? They blew the whistle anytime someone got close to him. But Quan Martin was one of the stars of the defense. But I've been saying Frankie Louvu, all-pro linebacker. Frankie Louvu will lead this team in tackles. Frankie Louvu will be top three in sacks. And Frankie Louvu will also lead this team in forced fumbles. He provides the thump. That's my defensive MVP.
I'm going to say something I don't think anyone said about Washington in a very long time, and that's I'm excited about this cornerback room. Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sanger still in Trey Amos. I think Mikey's that guy. He had such a good rookie season. I think he is going to absolutely show up if we move him back into the nickel where he's just for what he did in college. And I'm just super excited for Sanger still. I think he could really pop off.
Yeah, I think will too. And also, don't sleep on Jeremy Reeves to have an impactful season on defense. What do you say, Biff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you guys know how I like to be different and try not to say the same things as you guys, but I'm going to go with AY here. I think Frankie Louvu is going to have a season, man. I think Bobby Wagner might be the most important piece as a leader for the younger guys, but, I mean, what Frankie did last year, and now he has Bobby, and you can see the chemistry they're building. I think that guy's a dog. I think he can become one of the best linebackers in the league, and that's saying in a league that we have where there's a space between great linebackers and then mid linebackers. There's a giant gap, and I think Frankie's going to be in that great linebacker category, and I'm super excited to see what he can do right next to Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue he learned from the best last year, and now it's time to grow and take a step forward, and also you're also still next to Bobby Wagner. I want to know a surprise X factor from you guys? Maybe it's a rookie, maybe a someone offensively or defensively that didn't do too much last season that you think is going to step up in a big way. And I've got a guy that just got paid as my surprise X factor. Everybody's talking about how John Bates is one of the best pass blockers in the National Football League, run blockers as well. He's like an extra offensive lineman out there. And we saw, you know, the wham block in the preseason game against the Bengals and how he opened things up for Chris Rodriguez and for Jacory Kroski Merritt. There's a reason he got paid, and everybody says how good he is, and that includes Ben Sinnott, who believes he's working with the best two tight ends. Zach Ertz at catching passes, John Bates at blocking. My surprise X factor is that John Bates will be on the field so much that there's going to be plays in which he fake blocks and then goes out and catches passes. I don't think he's going to get many touchdowns. I don't think he's going to get more than like 300 yards. But he's going to be a surprise X factor this year, just like he was in the postseason, where he's blocking, is blocking. Oh, then he, all of a sudden, he's open in a gap because the defense assumed he was just blocking. My surprise X factor is John Bates, who got paid this offseason to be more than just a blocking tight end this year.
To me right now, all signs are pointed to Quan Martin. Dude just absolutely showed up in preseason game two. That's arriving violently. That's exactly what Joe Witt wants to see. I think he is on a trajectory to just be a beast on this defense. I'm getting hyped for Quan Martin.
Yeah, and maybe we'll forget who Jeremy Chinn was because Quan Martin's stepping up.
Yeah, guys, listen, if you've listened to the show, you guys know I'm a big Jacory Brooks fan, and he didn't have the game, the preseason game against the Bengals like he did against New England, but that New England game, I could see something special, and I think he was passed up on a lot of teams that should have gotten him, and we got him. He came to the Commanders, so I think a surprise X factor is Jacory Brooks. But I'm also going to say, listen, as a Virginia guy, I will never sleep on Jalen Lane, the Virginia Tech Hokie. He had a great preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals, leading the receiving yards. I believe he got 43 for that game. And so I really like our young receiving corps. Obviously, I'm going to stick with my Jacory Brooks pick. But I'm expecting Jalen Lane to have a good season as well. I saw that catch he had when you were there, Awad, just mossing two cornerbacks. So listen, those two I think are going to be the surprise guys.
Yeah, I like the Jalen Lane pick. If Jacory Brooks gets cut, I feel like you owe me and Stubb breakfast.
I know, right? I'm really nervous about that. But I've been hyping him up, and people are like, oh, this guy's actually pretty good. I'm like, yes, please. And now I'm like, oh no. So that's why I said Jalen Lane to be a little safe.
All right, rapid fire team record. I'm going to go safe here, and 11-6 is my prediction.
13-4. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ooh! Ooh!
Oh, I like that.
13-4. My goodness. Stubb, prepare for a lot of crazy shows.
Yeah, I don't know about 13-4. Listen, I was in between 10-7, 11-6. I'm going positive. I think we beat the Lions at home. I'm going 11-6 with AWOD.
All right, lastly, do you have any idea what Dan Quinn's motto will be for this season? Anybody, anywhere, anytime, or Brotherhood and BU for the postseason?
Right now.
So I've got the three C's. All right, of course, we've got four C's at Odyssey, but here's the three C's I've chosen. Number one, community, right? This is a community of guys that he's gotten together to bring the energy, the passion back to the fan base and show up every Sunday. And this is the one thing that I can say about the Dan Quinn era already. They show up every Sunday like they're prepared and ready to play. Number two, command, right? Command the locker room. He wants Jaden Daniels to be more of a leader this year. His young guys to step up and command the locker room as well. And number three, look, this is the team this year that's going to be different than last year. Last year, they were the surprise. This year, they will be hunted, right? They were the hunters. Now they're going to be the hunted. Well, what do you do when people are hunting for you, all right? When you get any blood, when you sniff it, you got to be cutthroat. That's the third C. We're going to be killers. We're going to step on teams' throats. If we get a 14-0 lead, that's going to be good enough because we're going to put them to bed in the second quarter. It's not even going to be close in some games in the third and fourth quarter. Like it was last year, people forget. We blew out the Browns, didn't need to play Jaden. Blew out the Panthers, didn't need to play Jaden. Blew out the Cowboys, didn't need to play Jaden. Played Mariota at the end of the season there. Command, community, cutthroat. Those are my three C's.
You know, I'm going to keep it simple. F them up. Just flat out. I think that's a Dan Quinn type thing.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I like that. Dang. How am I supposed to follow that? Dang it, Stub. I'm going to say I'm going to kind of put in all three, all three C's that AWOT sounds like grow together, man. Listen, last year you were the hunting. I think you got to keep that same mentality. Like, people are going to overlook you. People are going to want to beat you because you think they were the same Washington team that we've been for years. You got to keep that same mentality, same killer instinct. So I think grow together as a family, as a culture, and as a team, which I think they're doing a great job over there. So, yeah, I think it's a very uplifting message by Dan Quinn. I think we got the right guy for the job.
Let's do it. Year two of Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, and Adam Peters begins September 7th against the New York Giants. Biff, we appreciate your hard work this summer, doing an awesome job helping Stub out with the outlines and all your social media work. Good luck this season. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on you during basketball season.
Yes, guys. I'll be texting you. I'll be texting for the updates for the Skins or for the Commanders. I'm excited. I'm excited for the season, guys.
All right. You know the phone lines, 833-804-0910. If you ever want to chime in during the season, 833-804-0910. It's the Richmond Commander coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You can always check us out on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. Like we said, we've been committed to not taking weeks off. We're taking the show with us on the road this whole summer to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff, a couple trips to Ashburn for Commanders training camp. I will be off next week, and then we'll be back for football season to begin. But we've been recapping some of our trips. We're going to play our conversations with both Coach Tony Elliott and Coach Pry before we get out of here today. But now with us on the Hadid Mercer Run Cleaning Hotline, one of our buddies from our trip to Charlotte every year for the ACC kickoff and the co-host of Panthers Playbook, joining us to go around the NFC South, it's Dennis Cox. What's going on, Dennis?
Oh, man, just living the dream one day at a time. Thankful that these preseason games are finally over, at least for the Carolina Panthers, that is.
Yeah, I've been saying that preseason's for everyone. This is my chance as a broadcaster, but also as a guy that hosts watch parties to experiment with different beers or different chips or different wing flavors. But I'm certainly ready for the preseason to end and the regular season to begin. And you're joining us from Panthers Playbook to preview the NFC South. We'll come back to the Panthers in a second, but I'm going to start with what was my bold prediction of the season. Bijan Robinson will lead the Falcons to a division championship. What's your Falcons preview look like?
That is actually a bold take in that sense, because I still have major questions about their defense. Now, Carolina beat Atlanta at the end of last season, week 18, by a score of 38-35. That game went into overtime. Now, both those defenses were absolutely terrible. Now, the Atlanta Falcons actually made a couple trades in the first round this year, and made one, I should say, to get James Pierce Jr., the defensive end from Tennessee, but they also, with the 15th pick, took Jalen Walker out of Georgia. So a couple guys that are built to play in the front seven of their defense. It remains to be seen what these guys can produce as rookies, because you got to think back to back when they went to the Super Bowl. Was that 2015-2016 season? It's been that long since they've had someone with double-digit sacks on their defense. It's literally been that long for their defense. So defensive production really is going to have to elevate, but you still don't know what you're going to get from Michael Penix as a quarterback. He's only started a handful of games last year. He's still, in a sense, a rookie in that regard, if you really want to think about it, just because of the limited number of snaps that he's had as a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's a pretty bold take there, AY. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, they definitely need to improve on defense. That's why four of their five draft picks were from the defensive side of the ball. I think highlighted, you got to mention James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher out of Tennessee. I was interested in Washington selecting him. Instead, he goes to Atlanta. You know, when we talk about Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, Eagles, Washington, Detroit, Rams are like the first four teams a lot of people mention. I think the Bucs belong in that conversation because they've dominated that division, because they brought back the squad from last season. I do like Bucky Irving. What is your prediction for the Buccaneers?
I think the Buccaneers are going to pick up right where they left off, at least from an offensive standpoint. I mean, there's no reason why. At least they're my prediction to win the NFC South. I mean, I think it's most people are probably going to say the same thing. Obviously, your bold prediction outstanding. But I would say that Tampa Bay, for an offense that had a couple guys banged up, with Chris Godwin coming back from the knee injury, McMillan, one of their rookie receivers last year, dealing with an injury, but they drafted Emeka Ibuka in the first round of Ohio State just to give another weapon for Baker Mayfield to go alongside Mike Evans. And I'm actually curious to see, for that offense, this is their third offensive coordinator in 3 years now, because Dave Canales was their offensive coordinator in 2023. He's now the Carolina Panthers head coach. Liam Cohen was their offensive coordinator last year. Now he's the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. So I'm curious to see what the offense is going to look like with a new offensive coordinator once again. And really, when we think about it, it's their fourth offensive coordinator in four seasons. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult, in my eyes, at least early on in the year, to see if the offensive rhythm is going to be there, at least in terms of adjusting to the play calling and so forth. But all the pieces offensively are there for that team, in all honesty. And like you said, Bucky Irving in that run game, they can tote the rock as well as anybody out there, as long with throwing the ball. So offensively, don't be shocked if they're putting up 24, 25, 26, 27 points a game on a consistent basis this year, just because the weapons are simply there.
Yeah, and I love Todd Bowles' blitz schemes. They definitely got screwed with the offense coordinators coming and going. That is something to keep an eye on for sure. But I think that the fact that they've gone through these guys in the last few years and still won the division, they should be able to handle it, maybe not at the start of the season. Over to your Carolina Panthers. Dennis Cox with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, co-host of Panthers Playbook and a producer and host on 99.9 The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at TheFanRookie. Who has been your training camp MVP for the Panthers, and what's the outlook for quarterback Bryce Young?
I think the MVP during training camp, at least early on, was Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro, ooh, during minicamp and during the early part of training camp, really shined. Like, he looked like the Hunter Renfro that we saw go 100 catches, 1,000-plus yards back in 2021. That's what it looked like. Now, he did deal a little bit with a hamstring injury, so he didn't play in the first preseason game. But early on during training camp, it was he was the highlight for the most part, at least among the wide receivers for sure. And it seems like during camp, it's been a little bit of a revolving door in the sense of like who has shined, which I guess if you're, especially at the wide receiver position, which I guess is a good thing if you're Carolina, because the first round draft pick, eighth overall, Tetero McMillan out of Arizona, has definitely shown the flashes of what a number one wide receiver can be for Bryce Young in this offense. But we've also seen Jalen Coker, who's a second-year receiver, who was actually an undrafted guy last year out of Holy Cross, who at times last year was actually, in some games, looked like the best receiver for Carolina last season, at times when Adam Thielen was hurt or Xavier Leggett was battling through injury and still playing. And he's had his moments to shine when he's given opportunities this offseason as well. So it's been the shining light on the wide receivers, which they're going to have a little bit of a difficult decision to make, because they feel like they have about seven or even eight guys that are worthy of making the roster, and they may only keep six. I know there's the rumors and word that's been floating around that Minnesota is interested in trading back for Adam Thielen, which I think is actually the logical play if you're Carolina. But when you talk about Bryce Young and Adam Thielen, though, Bryce Young and Adam Thielen, that's been the 1-2 punch, at least in the passing game. Or, I guess, that's the number one connection for Bryce Young, I guess you can say, for his first 2 years in the NFL. That's his safety blanket. And now if you're going to take that away, now you're going to put more emphasis on McMillan or Xavier Leggett, last year's first-round pick, or Jalen Coker, like I mentioned. Maybe it's Hunter Renfrow. So there's going to be a lot more emphasis on some of these other young receivers that are in this group if you take Adam Thielen away, which, again, is a real possibility. That's been floating around for a little while now. So I think Bryce Young, with his second year with Dave Canales as head coach and play caller, you should see them pick up, hopefully, where they left off last year. But this is a make-or-break year for Bryce Young. If he can't get it done, he's done in Carolina. Simple as that. You can't bench him again. Let's not forget, he got benched after week two last year. Bryce Young did. You can't go down that road once again. You only get one punch of that button. If you do it again, he's done. Simple as that.
I'm interested to see if Thielen gets traded, because if he doesn't, I think a good, talented receiver is going to be cut by the Panthers, and the Commanders might have their eye on that, because we're kind of weak in that position, especially with the situation right now with number 17. Real quick, is
just
Trevor Etienne...
Just sign the guy. Simple as that. Just sign that guy. Terry McLaurin, just sign the guy.
Is Trevor Etienne going to get on the field this season? I was excited when you guys drafted him, but seems like he might be running back 3 on the depth chart.
He'll be running back 3 on the depth chart, but don't be surprised if they find some ways to get him some touches. He actually has shown pretty decent physicality in the run game as well. But one of the things that was a high mark for him coming into the draft was he's actually really good at understanding the passing game in terms of not only catching the ball, but also how to pick up blitzes and pass protection as well. That was actually something that he excelled at, which generally a lot of running backs don't excel at that at a young age. It's something that they have to learn. I would not be surprised if he's on the field as in the return game, both as the primary punt returner as well as returning kicks. But we have actually seen Dave Canales at times use two running backs on the field. We saw it last year with Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. We've seen it somewhat this offseason with Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle, whom they've signed from the Dallas Cowboys in free agency. But don't be surprised if you see Trevor Etienne line up in the slot just to kind of throw off what the defense might do with their personnel. There was a first preseason game. We saw the Panthers have two tight ends, two receivers, and a running back on the backfield, so a 12 personnel, and they went 5 wide. And the defense was in their base personnel, and they're like, oh, no, like what are we doing here? Don't be surprised if you see two running backs on the field at times for Carolina, and Trevor Etienne, especially as the season progresses, get some more touches. But I think he might be a guy that, again, second half of the season, you might see him getting 4 or 5 touches a game to kind of help spell Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle a little bit to keep those guys fresh. But I think he's going to be a good complimentary piece as the season goes along for Carolina.
That's Dennis Cox. Follow him on Twitter at TheFanRookie. Check out Panthers Playbook, as he is one of the hosts of the podcast and on 99.9 The Fan. Dennis, we don't have time for the Saints. Probably did all of our listeners a favor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, Saints stink. That's all you need.
That's our buddy Dennis Cox. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.